AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel on Broadway.
Daddy, hey Daddy, come here, okay? I need you.
Fun Home has won Best Musical Tony Award. The poignant show based on Alison Bechdel's memoir about growing up with a closeted dad in a funeral home beat out An American in Paris, Something Rotten, and The Visit. It also won for Best Book, Best Lead Actor in Michael Cerveris, and Best Director. Kelly O'Hara won Best Actress in a Musical for the revival of The King and I. Helen Mirren awarded again for portraying Queen Elizabeth. She won Best Actress in a Play for The Audience and says it was almost a role she didn't take.
It was a tough call, actually, to do the play, even, because, the film had been so successful, and as an actress, you really don't want to repeat yourself, and so on and so forth.
The London-born actor Alex Sharp won for the Best Lead Actor in a Play Award for The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, beating out Bradley Cooper and Bill Nighy. In the NBA Finals, LeBron James registered a triple-double. The Cavaliers overcame a fourth-quarter collapse to outlast the Warriors 95-93 in overtime. That series now tied at a game apiece. New Jersey State Police blocking gates outside a concert Sunday night at MetLife Stadium had bottles thrown at them by angry people in the crowd who were trying to get inside. According to media reports, they later used tear gas. AP correspondent Josh Kornfield says the Hot 97 Summer Jam concert was allowed to go on.
As the problems were happening outside, you could hear they were using alarms, high-powered, loud noises to try to get the crowd to disperse. But the concert itself inside continued.
Two murderers who used power tools to escape from prison in Dannemora, New York, must have taken days to cut through steel walls and pipes and break through bricks, according to Governor Cuomo. A $100,000 reward has been posted for information leading to their capture. This is AP Radio News. Apple is expected to announce Monday it's making a push to become a leader in streaming music.
Apple has changed the way people listen to music. Plastic discs were replaced by digital downloads with iTunes, iPods, and iPhones. Sales in iTunes have dropped recently, and streaming services like Spotify and Pandora are growing rapidly. About 41 million people around the globe now pay for streaming music. The new Apple Music streaming service is expected to launch this summer. Industry experts also expect Apple to announce a new streaming video package. I'm Ed Donahue.
Melissa McCarthy left the guys of Entourage in the dust. She got her first number one box office debut as leading lady with an estimated $30 million weekend for the comedy Spy.
Give me a little credit. What do you think I'm going to do? Run over there and be like, hey, I'm a crazy lady. Where's the buffet? I'm from the Midwest. Where's Blue Man Group?
Last week's top film, San Andreas, was second. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.